Skype of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Masks of Nyarlathotep, by Larry DiTilio and Lynn Willis.
Alright, we had met with the inspector from Scotland Yard, and somehow someone convinced him to come over and talk to us, and he was apparently really helpful.
Yep.
Somebody went to the... Betsy and Tito went to a tabloid, The Scoop or something like that, is what it's called.
Yep, The Scoop, yep. Mickey Mahoney.
And apparently there's a whole bunch of murders. There's a string of murders, a string of mysterious murders. Some kind of creature was seen. People are being killed. I'm sure that has nothing to do with us.
The painter.
There was a. Are we going to a club? No, we've been to the club.
No, you haven't been to the club.
No, we haven't been to the club. The Blue Pyramid Club is a lead, and there's something about an artist. I'm not sure what the deal is there. Although apparently we're supposed to be. Our current plan is to go look for him in the morning.
Yeah, there, you got a surrealist artist whose painting's been selling out their works. These works are conceived and executed with uncanny verisimilitude. Almost all those artists worked from photographs of alien places, surely not on this earth. The artist is reportedly in contact with other dimensions. Mr. Shipley.
Okay, yes, so Shipley is the artist. And
yes.
Is he missing and we're trying to find him, or are we just going to go try to find him to meet with him?
No, I believe we were just, we wanted to go to one of the galleries where he charged from.
Yeah, I think the deal was
pictures. I mean, drawings.
Okay. The campuses, the artist, the police baffled by monstrous murders in the Valley of Derwent, in Lesser Edale, were stories. And the slaughter continues. They were stories that Jackson Elias was interested in when he was in London last.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's the connection.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have the address of a gallery that may or may not have some of his pictures. Tonight we're going
You don't have a gallery that has the pictures.
Why do we have an item in the notes that says we do have that address?
You wanted to look for a gallery that had the whereabouts.
Oh, and we didn't. Is this you wrong in found the notes then, where it says that we do have address of a gallery?
We were giving an address of the gallery.
Yeah, well, yeah, we got it from Gavigan, right?
Yeah, from...
Mahoney, right.
The publisher, right? Tabloid dude.
Right.
He gave you the...
Yeah, of a private London gallery that might have pics by Shipley.
That might have, okay.
So that's tomorrow, and tonight we're going to the Blue Pyramid Club.
Right. Yeah, apparently the Blue Pyramid is where the many of the people that has appeared dead used to go to, and like one of the victims was crying also Hotep, an Egyptian word meaning rest or peace. We get.
Yep.
All right. So, who's leading today? The brave investigators to victory.
I think we'll all lead each other around by the nose at some point. So, to the club?
To the club.
Hopefully, it'll be a little more relaxing than some of our, or the group's previous endeavors in the last 72 hours.
So do we know kind of like what level of club this is? I mean, is this like a black... I mean, it says... I don't want to make assumptions, but it does say it is popular, you know, popular for Egyptians. But is it like black tie or...
No, it's...
Scale, downscale? What's the...
It's sort of mixed. It's not... definitely not upscale.
Okay.
All right. Semi-formal evening wear.
Yes, in Soho.
Yeah, I'll just show up handsome enough.
So, you head off to the club. Okay. When you enter the club, it's easy to find. Everybody knows it. All the taxi drivers know it. And you enter the club, it is loud, it is noisy. There are belly dancers wandering between the tables, dancing away, and you can see men putting pound notes into their dresses as they dance by. It is very, very loud. A lot of Egyptian music, a lot of food. This is about 10 o'clock in the evening that you get here.
Do we stand out as being, Anglo-Europeans? I mean, I know it's an Egyptian club, but what about the people who come there? It sounded almost like, from your description, the Egyptians were the people who were running the club and working there.
It's mostly Egyptian patrons as well. There are a few here and there, non-Egyptian, but not many. You guys would stand out as a group.
I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for any of that, for the symbol of the bloody tongue anywhere around here in the building.
Don't see anything.
I'm going to be completely distracted by the belly dancers and not pay attention to anything else.
Well, there's a floor show, which consists of several attractive young ladies in scanty costumes cavorting about.
Yep. That's what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah. Tito feels at home, so he'll start, buying drinks for everyone and, enjoying the belly dancers, smiling to them, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, this is practically Betsy's childhood revisited, so she's just fine.
Okay. So you all sit back and start to enjoy and you buy drinks. Anybody actually do anything besides enjoying the club?
You know, we're paying attention to our surroundings, see if we see any suspicious movement,
I'm going to excuse myself to go to the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully it, is one of those restrooms where you have to go by stairs and offices and the kitchen and towards the back. Just kind of seeing what other stuff I see on the way to the restroom.
That's not far to the restrooms, and no, you don't go past offices and the kitchen and that.
Great. All right. Then back to the table. Just keep my eyes out for suspicious characters.
Let me spot Havens.
Okay. Spot hidden. 92 isn't going to cut it.
One sec. Oh no, 97.
Oh, it's a spot for everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. I get a hard success. But Jamie is not looking at anything except the dancers, so he's only going to spot something if it's like on a dancer. let's be honest here. But I'm still going to tick that skill.
But nobody else made it.
Perhaps Jamie spot something we shouldn't mention.
Well, okay. No, I'll pass. If you don't see anybody suspicious, I mean, what do you consider somebody suspicious? I mean, you're in a club and it's full of patrons.
Betty full of people. She's going to kind of keep an eye out to see if there's like a younger kind of dancer or girl. Maybe she's not even dancing. Maybe she's like waitressing or helping with hostessing or something like that, who may be kind of a younger, a little more inexperienced kind of side, someone who doesn't feel kind of completely at home here amongst the girls.
Mm-hmm.
If I can spot one of those.
There are several young girls. There's not one far away who looks fairly young.
Okay.
Fairly pretty girl.
Okay. Let's say Betsy will wait until she like has maybe a drink that she's about to deliver and kind of slide out of her booth and sort of trip the girl, kind of knock her down and say, "Oh, honey, are you okay?" And kind of help her pick her stuff up and all that. And mm-hmm. Sweetie. It takes a while to get the knack of these places, I know.
No, I'm fine.
No. Well, yeah, you need to, who is that drink going to?
She points to a customer.
All right. Well, listen, honey, go get another one like this. And, you know, she's kind of got her, like, handkerchief out. She's kind of, like, wiping off any drink that she may have spilled on her. And it's like, and be a little careful. You got to be careful how much you show in the place. You know, you got to leave them wanting a little bit more. Show a little bit more later. Show a little bit less now. That kind of thing. And it's kind of trying much better than I probably am to to kind of just be the ingratiating kind of older, experienced woman type thing to give her a little charming.
Make me fast talk. I mean, what are you trying to do?
I'm kind of setting up the ground. Like right now, I'm kind of just trying to establish a relationship. Like I said, be a little bit charming, and then later on, when I kind of catch her by herself, I'll kind of go and have a this happens. Have a cigarette break at the same time, and then I'll start hitting her up with questions and stuff. Is the idea. So right now, I'm just trying to charm her.
Okay, give me a what would be? There's no charm skill, is there? No.
There is a charm skill.
There is.
Which I have. Yeah, I have a high value. I was kind of pushing for that.
Give me a roll. Okay.
Awesome. And that is a hard success.
Okay. She says her name's Yelisha, and she basically continues her thing. She doesn't seem to go off clock. An hour goes by. It's getting to about midnight now, and she's not stopped working. She flips between drinks and then dancing, and then back to drinks, and then she does a bit more dancing. Mm-hmm. So, are you guys doing anything?
Does anyone else have another plan while I wait?
It's worth asking for. One of the dancers I'll get those who know for, or even the bartender, maybe we can ask about the people that have been missing from the club and show up dead. Hey, so is this a safe place? I keep hearing that some people they were missing after coming to a club. Is that true?
He's speaking to the bartender or the dancer?
Well, if the dancer is closer to the dancer, I think he's also safer.
Well, if you want the same girl,
Yeah, I'll just call her over and say, Alicia, honey, do you have any cigarettes? Can you come on over here, sweetie? And when she does, that'll be a good opportunity.
Yeah, she'll pull out the cigarette to hand you from her pack that she's got.
Okay.
And so you ask Randall?
Yeah, I ask her that. Hey, so this is a safe place. I keep hearing that there's a lot of people disappearing after coming to the club.
Okay, when you say that, she sort of glances around and then leans down and whispers in your ear. She sort of puts her finger on your mouth and then whispers in your ear to meet her outside at midnight.
Sounds exciting. Yeah, we'll just stare at her and agree with my head.
And she wanders back.
I will light up a cigar.
Dancing.
Tito, what a charmer.
Yeah, well, I will wait, for her to leave, and then she told me to see her at midnight.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe there's something she wants to share with us?
Yes, good lead, Tito.
Well done. What about what time it is? You said is it now? You said it was getting close, Gary. Is that right?
Yeah, it was about 11:30. It's not far from midnight, we'll say.
All right. You boys want to wander out there, maybe have a look at the place? But she was talking. I bet she was just talking to Tito. But maybe Jamie. Maybe you could go out there with him ahead of time, have a look, make sure it's safe for him.
What? Nah, I don't want to get in Tito's way. That's
yes. Well, I can go out there with I can go out there with Tito and watch his back. Why don't you two stay in here and make sure no one else follows us? And I look over at Jamie as he's like enraptured, totally by the belly dancers. And I
never knew you was like that, Mr. Thurgood.
What, one to help out and let you continue watching? No, of course. No worries.
Okay. So, who goes out?
I'll go out with Tito.
Okay.
I'm going to kind of go post myself up, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 feet away from Tito, and say, I'll watch your back. Just pretend like I'm not there.
Okay, so Tito, you're standing out in the cold night. It's very cold.
And I slip on my brass knuckles on one hand and just keep that hand in my pocket and always smoking a cigarette with the other hand, just leaning against the wall.
Yep. And you see this coming out from the side alley down the side of the blue pyramid comes Yulisha with a coat on her.
Okay.
She looks around for a minute, lights up a cigarette, looks around, and then walks over towards you.
Mm-hmm. When I see her, you know, taking out his cigarette, I will just approach her with the lighter. You need a light?
And so she says, thank you. And light. She says, so, you're looking for the people who have been getting murdered.
Yeah. Yeah, we're following on a friend who was interested on this as well, so, and he's dead, so we wanted to follow up and see if we could, find any leads on what is happening here. Do you have any idea what's going on?
It's the Brotherhood. My boyfriend was killed by them.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I don't know much, but I can tell you that once a month, an old truck appears around midnight near the club. Up to 24 customers climb in from the Blue Pyramid, usually led by a man called Tufik al-Sayed.
Okay. Can you write it down in the chat, Gary?
Yep. You have heard this name.
Say it again?
Just wait. Tufik al-Sayed. Oopsie.
Tweak? Is that really what you wanted?
No. Stupid autocorrect.
In
Tufik.
Tufik. Okay. You said I haven't heard his name before?
Yes, you have heard this name before. You've got it spelt wrong up there, but Inspector Barrington mentioned Tufik al-Sayed.
Yes, he's the spice dealer. Guard on one of the Penhew Foundation trips.
Well, he was actually a guard.
Okay. Okay. And when are they coming? Do you know? Are they coming a few days or this just happened?
I know. It happens once a month. Yeah, soon, in a few days, I believe, if I'm right. Yeah, they come about midnight, and I believe they head somewhere out of London. Out of London, yeah.
And your boyfriend went with him one of these trips, and then
yes.
Murdered?
Yes.
So, why do they... Why did he jump in with Al-Sayed?
I don't know.
Was he part of this Brotherhood that you're talking about?
No, he wasn't part of the Brotherhood.
Yeah, but it's strange. That's really strange. They should have promised him something in order to make him leave the truck.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I didn't see him again after that.
Is that all you know? That's very helpful, by the way. We appreciate it.
That's all I know.
What's your boyfriend's name?
She gives you a name.
Okay. Not relevant.
Well.
Okay. We'll write it down. Okay, we find out something. I'll make sure that you to give you an update, okay? Where we can find your boyfriend.
Thank you.
He hasn't shown up dead yet, right?
Yes. His body was found.
Oh. Oh yeah, you mentioned he was murdered, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. About that. All right. So let's go back inside. Thank you for your kindness.
Yeah. Well, she crushes her cigarette and then heads back inside through the back door.
Okay. In case someone saw us together, you know, during the rest of the night, I will call her for friends in between her dances. Go check us, you know, small talk and laugh and you know, buy her drinks if it is allowed, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep. About 1 o'clock, the club closes. 1 a.m.
Okay. So I will share, you know, the information with the rest of the guys. So Jimmy, seems like we'll have to come more often to the club. Lucky you.
Well certainly you will, Mr. Tito. I can see you you made yourself a friend there.
Yeah. So what do we do about this new piece of information, guys?
She said the next few days. Is she going to let us know? Or are we just going to have to watch, come back every night at midnight?
I guess we'll have to come and watch.
Can I, with that information, think if maybe that it corresponds with the moon cycle or something?
An occult rule?
Okay. My occult is a whopping 5%, so let's see.
Or a
see
natural how history. Well natural spell. History would work either, as well.
Natural world or history?
Natural world, sorry.
Well, that's slightly better. But not good enough. 65 out of 10. So that's a no.
We can always stop by the library and do some research on this. If you think it might be related.
Wow, we gotta check the date, so we'd have to look at the girl or ask the girl or something. We're gonna need a car because are we gonna follow these people or just kind of note who all is with them?
Well, I say we set up to follow them.
Why don't we just go with them? They said they took. Mr. Tito said that the girl said that they took customers, right? So why don't we just be customers and go with them?
Yeah, I think maybe we gotta find an inn over the next couple of days. Someone who could invite us from the club. But yeah, if barring that, we can always be ready to just follow them.
You boys are crazy. You want to wind up a zombie like Tuatu?
Yeah. And you know what? I don't believe we fit their the profile for the invitations, because the people there who are showing up dead are pretty much foreigners.
Well, aren't we foreigners? I'm not from London.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean from maybe the Middle East. We don't look like Middle East people. At least, you know, based on what we saw there back in the club. Is that true, Gary?
That is true. Yeah. Yeah, and most of the Inspector Barrington said most of the people who have been turning up have been Middle Eastern.
Well, I mean, you can rent a car and be ready for that night. Whenever it comes, I guess keep coming back here and checking every night. Mm-hmm. If we see a truck pull up out front and we'll grab a bunch of people, then we know which one to follow.
Everybody else can get a natural world or a cult world, depending on the highest.
What's based in both?
A cult is 5, natural world is 10.
There we go. Yep, that's a fail. I declined to spend the 56 points of luck to make it a success.
24. Nope.
Next morning.
Well, you know, actually on second thought, these people had to be, disappearing like this, they had to be, you know, working class. Can make Jamie over there. He's certainly with that mug. He looks like he could be like a working class thing because people don't seem to be caring too much. Maybe he's, you know, maybe he could sneak in. I don't know.
Well, I certainly be happy to hang out at the club every night and maybe see if I can get in.
All over that plan.
Yeah.
I like that plan, Miss Betsy. That's a good plan. That right there. That's what we should do.
Oh, Jamie.
But we'll need to be ready to follow him, or unless we want them to show up dead.
No. Yeah, I think both things. I think we get a car and we see if we can get somebody inside. Old Jamie here. He's inside the truck. We're outside the truck. What could go wrong? What do you think?
Yeah, it sounds good to me. I hit it from all angles. Maybe during the days we can do some research on this Tufik person, or the club, figure out.
Well, we know he's connected to the Penhu Foundation.
Right.
And he's a spice dealer.
Spice dealer. And, like, we got some information about Penhu Foundation as well, back from New York.
That's right.
Well, Mr. Archer and I stopped by there and spoke to Gavigan.
Oh, that's true.
What did you guys find out again? I'm sorry, I'm sure Betsy knows.
We found out that...
You saw some tough guys in the front that went around the back.
Yeah, we saw some guys in an unmarked truck. Some swarthy gentlemen.
Could it be the same truck that picks people up here in the Blue Pyramid?
Possible. Let's see here.
Oh, there it is. African woman story. Tale of Egypt, shall we pass?
Looks like, yeah, there was some Arabic gentlemen hanging about there. Gavigan was a little bit twitchy about the murder of Jackson Elias. Told us a story of this African woman that offered the tale of Egypt's shadowy past and to guide the group, the Penhue Foundation. Carlisle. The Carlisle Expedition. Mm-hmm. And looks like all the records got lost. And all of Penhue's notes were lost because they were all on him at the time. And, yeah, when we came out, the thugs on the outside were gone. We tailed Gavigan, and he went to a wealthy bank. And that was about it.
Okay. So,
and you left your calling card with Gavigan.
With Gavigan? Yeah, we left our card with him.
Okay, so then we've got, sounds like Penhue could be investigated more. We can follow Tufik. We can do the artist. And I feel like there's one other lead dangling out there. The bodies, somehow, maybe?
You've got the murders in Lesser Edale as well.
Right. And that's right. And at the end of last session, Tito was threatening me with a library visit. So, I think at some time today, I think Betsy wants to go check out, follow up on the art dealer thing.
Okay, so who's going where the next morning?
Well, I'm not used to the library, so I will let the smart guys go.
Let's see if I'm any use at the library. Yeah, I'm moderately useful at the library.
I really like books, but usually when they have pictures.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess that's what I could do. There's a couple things I could look up at the library. Look up the history of the Blue Pyramid Club.
If only I was better.
Could look up information on this Shipley gentleman.
Oh, sorry, Jim's going to the library. Betsy, are you going to visit the artist?
Yes. The lead we have is a gallery, right?
Yeah, I will go with
Miss Betsy. The lead you have actually got is the artist's gallery and home.
Yeah, I want to see. I want to see if he's got any zombie paintings or something.
Oh, like back in Jew House.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be something to put them together.
Okay.
Okay, so... Yeah. So Betsy and Tito are going, and so we just need to know where Jamie's going.
How far away is Lesser Edale?
Quite a distance.
Oh, okay.
Lesser Edar. It's just reaching Lesser Edar. You need to take the Midland Railway. 130 miles north of London.
I'm sorry, did you say 30 or 130?
130.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going there today.
Would that be something that occurred by train in a day, a day's time?
You get there just like...
It should only be a couple hours by train.
Right. I guess my question was, does it seem like they would have more than one, you know, running a day? So you could go in the morning and come back in the evening kind of thing? Or if you go out there, are you stuck all day long?
Yeah, well, to get there, it, basically there's, you can leave at 7:52, 2:12 p.m. and 9:40 p.m. or by hire car. It's it takes a couple of hours to get there.
Okay, well then I'm just going to go sightseeing then. Until when does the blue pyramid open?
not until like 8.
Okay.
8 o'clock in the evening.
Well, in that case, I'm just going to have a lie-in and then. Do a little sightseeing, wander around. If I can figure out, like maybe where some of the bodies were found, I might go. Just kind of take a look, see if that.
Well, basically, you work out it's through Soho. That the bodies were found. Maybe spot hidden roll if you wander through Soho.
Nope. Wait a second. What did I roll? What do I need to spend? I don't want to spend that much quite yet.
You got navigation?
I have it at 10%.
Have a go.
Ooh, 17. I'll spend 7 points of luck in order to successfully navigate.
Well, as you're wandering, you actually wander past, and you notice as you're traveling down, as you're wandering down, Where is it? Of course I've lost it. Ardour Street. ARDOUR. In Soho, you see people wandering in and out of the shop, and it's a spice shop. And on the name, on the sign, is Tufik Al-Sayed.
Oh, well, what do you know? I will go in. I will buy some spices.
You'll wander in.
Yeah.
There's a Ghanese, he's Egyptian, of course, and he says, ah. And there's other people wandering in, and he's selling them, and he says, ah, Sayed, can I help you?
Al-Sayed,
yes. I am Tufik, the owner of this shop.
Tufik? I thought it was like Twefik or Tweefik, but Tufik, huh? Oh, well.
Yeah, I misspelled it. It's T-E-W. I think I misspelled it higher earlier up, so I apologize. Tufik.
Okay, never mind then. nice to meet you, Mr. Tufik. This is some nice spices you got. It kind of smells like those nice ladies down at that Blue Pyramid Club. Some of them smell like this. It's kind of nice. I like it.
Ah, yes, lovely ladies up there. I enjoy a good night's entertainment there. It is a good place. Let's see, you are new to London.
Yeah. I'm not from here. I just came into town. Got nothing better to do, so I just stumbled upon the ladies and yeah. I think I'd be going back. It's kind of nice there. What do you do with all this stuff? This is
you cook with it.
You what?
You cook. You cook with the spices.
Oh. Huh. I'll be darned. Well, I ain't much of a cook. But it sure does smell good. Is there some place nearby that you could recommend that might cook with this stuff that I could try?
The Pyramid does have some good food, and they buy my spices. And he mentions a couple of other places.
Oh, well, that's nice. I will certainly give that a try. Thank you. Is the shop like really busy or not very busy or?
It's fairly busy. It is fairly popular.
Okay.
You basically walk in. Just to let you know, you walk in through a door. On the left-hand side, there's some stairs leading up. There's a center aisle with a register around it. The rest of the walls are filled with spice racks, and there's a door at the back of the room as well that's closed.
Aha! Places to investigate.
And that's really all there is to this shop.
What about Tufik himself? Is he like a big, scary-looking foreigner, or is he a thin, weak-looking foreigner?
He's a fairly big guy.
Okay.
I just gotta get up, get all the way down to Tufik. Tufik. It's not that big actually. It's only size 10, con 13.
Okay. Aren't you a foreigner? Aren't you afraid of that? What did they call it? The brothers or something like that? Them been killing all them foreigners lately?
Okay, maybe a spot in roll.
Nope.
Okay. Says, no, I'm not afraid of. No. I've been here for many years. I'm not afraid of. No. Brotherhood, I don't believe they exist. He sort of laughs and turns and starts. So he says, look, please, if you'd like to buy something, please do. If not, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit busy now.
Can I psychology that?
You can psychology that.
That's an extreme success.
Yeah, he acting a bit strange, especially since she mentioned the Brotherhood.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, well, you have yourself a very nice a day, Mr. Tufik. Maybe we'll see each other at the club.
Indeed, I'll buy you a drink. And your name is?
My name is Jamie. People call me the Weasel.
Interesting name. Okay, thank you. And do you leave?
I will take my leave, yep.
Okay, so now the ones who've gone to the gallery. Oh, is Max, are you back? Just checking.
Yes, I just got back. Sorry.
Okay, cool. No, that's all right. What are you? I'll just do you because yours will be fairly quick. like, what are you looking into in the library?
Well, I was thinking maybe instead of the library, it'd be maybe the newspaper archives. Because it seems like two out of the three things I might be looking for would maybe be more found in the papers. Looking for information surrounding the Blue Pyramid Club and maybe this late night truck jaunt or other missing people and around the timeline that it happens in.
You've been given information about the missing people from the police. Inspector Barrington gave you information about missing people. You can do a
And then,
there'll still be a library use role. I mean, use right. Mickey Mahoney.
Right. I'm going to look some more into this this painter Shipley, Mr. Miles Shipley. And then I'm going to look into well, I'll keep my eye open for that Tufik Al-Sayed name.
Okay. Make me a roll about the Blue Pyramid.
Blue Pyramid is a 98.
Don't find anything.
And Shipley is a 16, which is a hard success.
Okay, the only thing you get really is the original story. It seems to have popped up as a fairly new artist. Okay, and your...
And then I guess about, if I see anything about this person, Tufik, that's a regular success.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
In the papers about Tufik.
Well, he's a foreigner. Okay. Unless he's dead or has killed someone, why would there be?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so... Okay, the ones who are going to the Shipley home. Betsy and Tito.
Yeah, the gallery, you said, right?
It's sort of a home gallery, is where he paints from.
Okay. So that's where we're going.
Yep.
What do we see?
It's in a place called Holborn Mews. It's a two-story brick building in need of repair. Every window.
Holborn Mews?
It's a two-story.
Okay.
Every window is locked and shut and curtained.
Okay. Well, is the door open?
No, the door's closed.
Okay.
Sorry.
I see if there's any sign of the visiting hours for the gallery.
How nice is the neighborhood? I'm sorry.
It's an average neighborhood, slightly run down. This is his gallery where he paints from. And his house. You know it's his house as well.
Okay, excellent. Do we know his name?
Shipley.
Miles Shipley?
Miles.
Shipley.
Okay.
Miles! Mr. Shipley.
Yeah, so...
Well, you're outside. You're first outside the door.
I'll give a knock.
Knock on the door. A lady opens up the door. She's carrying a knitting basket. And she says, "Hello."
"Hello, ma'am. We're looking for
For the artist, Mr. Shipley?
Mr. Shipley, that's my husband. What are you looking for him for?
Well, we heard he was quite a talent, and my boyfriend here wants to buy me some new paintings.
And I'm sorry, just for my mental picture, what's the age of Tito and the age of Betsy?
Betsy's, what did I call that?
Tito's 21.
How old?
Tito's 21.
Oh, okay. Betsy's a little bit older. 22, not much.
Right. Oh. There. Okay.
Really, Betsy? Oh, she just 22.
Yeah, she just has like one of those voices. Yeah,
she sounds a lot older.
Said it was a good voice, guys.
You get you some holes for your.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yes, that's what we are doing here. Is he around so he can see what he has to sell?
Please, come in. You are interested in buying some of his paintings.
Yes, thank you. Come in, my love. Just be careful.
Wander in. Okay, and she leads you through the hallway into a room, and there's a gentleman in there. He seems to be trembling as you walk in there.
Trembling?
Yeah, he just seems to be shaking. And he looks up and looks at you and says, "Who are they?" And she says, "They are here to buy a painting. This is Miles Shipley, the gentleman who's the painter. You're in a bare room with sloping ceiling, dangling kerosene lamps light it. There's a skylight painted black. Underneath the skylight is an easel. The canvas on it bears a few pencil sketches, and he's sitting in front of the canvas. Towards a new work. A table to the left holds brushes, paintbrush, paints, palettes. And there's another door in that room. Against the wall leans finished paintings. When you glance at every, just quickly look over all of the paintings. They seem to be hard to look at because of the insane subject matter. And he sort of is standing there shaking. He says, please, come in, have a look. Tell me, you may be interested in one of my paintings. He seems to be shaking. His voice is changing.
Can I make a psychology roll?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
Oh, 02. Is he afraid of us, or is he shaking because he's on drugs, or?
He's completely and utterly bonkers. Start raving mad.
Do we see any things in these paintings, Gary, that resemble something we've seen before, like in New York? The symbol on people's heads or zombies or anything?
Okay, well, make me... there are four tiers of finished canvases ranked along one wall. Each tier contains... about six paintings each. So You're going to look through the paintings? To start looking at the paintings?
Yeah, why not? We wanted to know if there is a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you make me sand checks? Make me a sand check.
This is a tougher visit than I expected.
Yeah.
94 is not going to do it, Betsy's a little...
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
I pass.
Okay. Okay, so... That's all right. I'll tell you in a minute. You basically look through these paintings. One painting seems to be a huge mountain with a black wind. It seems to be blowing through there over the top stands a monstrous creature that looks like a giant bloody tongue with on legs and arms standing over it near a temple like building, tiny human figures lifting their hands imploringly towards it. Each figure wears a headpiece of the cult of the bloody tongue. The painting looks like Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I
grab kind of Betsy and tell her, "Look, my love, this really looks scary." As they were saying in the newspaper.
My God, what can you tell us about this? Oh, my God.
How does the wife look like?
She's just standing there, fairly normal. He starts to tell you about it. He calls it the Mountain of the Black Wind.
That's like our notes.
Yes, and he saw it 100 years ago, from a time hundreds of years ago.
Wow. Is this a real place then in Africa? Is it Africa or? Look at the painting more closely. Okay.
Why you guys are. Okay, no, that's all right. Yeah, you're looking at it. By the way, Betsy, you lose 2 points of sand looking at the paintings.
Yeah.
These are very, very weird paintings, very bizarre. And he said, yes, it is in Africa. This costs... Just wait... This one is $100. £100, sorry.
£100?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it. What do you say, baby?
I don't know. Are you supposed to just take the first offer?
No, I mean, I'll take it for 80. Is that what you want me to do?
Make me a bargain roll. and both of you make me idea rolls as well.
Uh-oh.
How did your bargain go?
It's a 12, but I don't have the base on my spreadsheet somehow.
Yeah, it's not on the sheet.
Oh, smart bargain's not skill in thirds. Just wait. Sorry. I thought it was still in third edition. Character sheet. Okay, no, it's not. Okay. Make it a fast talk roll then.
Okay. Fast talk, that's a pass.
Okay, you get it down to how much you said? Was it 80?
80, yeah. Yep. I have 80 with me. I'll give you 80 for the drawing.
Okay.
Do you have any?
Impressive. Very impressive.
Oh, it makes an impression. You got any more that are similar?
That one? No, more like that. I have others, but none like that.
Did you say there is a the symbol that we saw that was carved in people's heads? Did you mention that was in the iconography as well?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. They're all wearing the little banners of the cult of the Bloody Tongue.
Okay.
What is this symbol there? Oh, it's haunting. What is it?
I do not know. It is something I saw when I saw the sights.
What are you talking about? I give him a kind of a little friendly pat on the arm. What do you mean you saw it over 100 years ago? Oh, you artists.
By the way, how did your ID get checks go?
Oh, I have a hard success.
This place has a strong smell of reptiles.
Of what?
The house smells like reptiles.
Oh, God.
Are living in this place.
Dead reptiles, if I know. If I know this game. Zombie reptile.
Okay.
Did he respond when I asked him about the 100 years? Because he claimed
he doesn't. Doesn't respond, but I mean, it's he's just stuttering and shaking and twitching. And then she says, Bertha, the one who introduced herself as Bertha, she wraps up the painting for you and hands it and says, it's good to make a deal. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Is there any? Go ahead.
You the artistic type. You seem to be very centric. I recognize that smell in the house. Do you have one of those reptiles, bats, or something? And I roll psychology all around. we should pass.
Okay, let's see how.
My ankle, but in the States.
How well did you roll?
How well? On the psychology? Okay. Let me check against my spot. I mean, psychology. It's just a normal success.
He says, no, we have no reptiles here.
That's fine. Okay.
You do think that there is some... Yeah, she's not telling the whole truth.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I will just stay quiet because maybe I was very rude.
And she opens the door and says, thank you very much.
All right, you're very welcome.
Does your husband... Miles, I guess he's still there. Miles, excuse me. Do you ever do any work on commission?
No. I just work what I see. I just paint what I see.
What you see? Oh, you artist. Where are you going to see something like this?
Oh, I see it all the time. It's all around you. It's everywhere.
What did I tell you, honey?
Only I can see it.
Give Tito a little, take his arm, say, what'd I tell you, honey? He's a genius.
Yes, he is. And
so you leave.
I'll start walking out.
Yeah.
Kind of pulling Betsy along. All right. What do you think, Betsy?
That son of a gun knows something. He's wrapped up with those people. Those people that did that stuff to Tuatu and all that stuff in New York. And they're killing the other people here. That son of a gun knows something. Look at this stuff. It's just like the stuff we found out about in New York.
Do we have any notes about the Blackwing Mountain?
No, go ahead. I was going to say, I knew that we had...
It's in the little summaries of the different journals.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess the question now would be how much of this stuff is new, because we've got the symbols from the people. We've got
Jackson Elias's information.
It's on page 9.
It's not
the notes.
Isn't that from the Nairobi notes?
Yeah. It's in set 2. Describes his trip to the massacre site. He knows particularly that the earth there is completely barren, and that all the tribes of the region avoid the place, saying it is cursed by the god of the black winds, whose home is the mountaintop.
And then set 3 says, by the cult of the bloody tongue, he says that the cult reputedly is based in the mountains and that the high priest is a part of the mountains of the black winds.
Okay.
Right. It's actually interesting. It's that the cult's god is not of Africa.
Well, at least we can now form a relation between the Blackwing Mountain in the Nairobi notes and the Bloody Tongue cult back in New York.
Yeah.
How well was that house built? Like I know it was in at least a decent neighborhood, so it was holding up pretty well. Everything seemed to be blacked out, but was it? Say, I don't know. Someone were to scream inside, would it be the type of house that, you know, the walls were kind of paper thin, and you know?
No, it's brick.
Brick house.
Yeah,
that place is tailor made for some of the boys from the gym. And you and Jamie to go down there and talk to those people tonight and get some real answers.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. I'll let you guys decide where you're going. You all will meet up. Jim?
Yeah.
Just give me 2 sec. Not you, Jim, but Max, Jim.
Yeah. Yep. No problem.
Fine.
Give me 2 seconds, but I've got something for you, but I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Right. And you're a pretty big guy too, right? Right, Max? Jim is? I mean, I know you guys are twins, but I mean, you're not, you're 50 too, right?
Yep. Strength 70.
Perfect.
Build 0. Size 45. I'm not that big. Kind of short and squat, but strong.
Perfect. I think we got another Juju House situation shaping up. Hopefully the second version, not the first one.
What about that reptile? now. Do you think they have something there on the basement, just like back in New York?
I don't know. I mean, he's an artist. He could be using stuff for, as models, you know?
Did we see any? We didn't see any reptile stuff. We saw that crazy worm thing. And there was nothing snakeish or lizardish, from what I recall, right?
I'm back. Sorry about that. Okay, so, Max.
Yep.
Leaving the library. It seems to be very... Oh, not the library, the... newspaper shop.
I'm sorry, say that again?
You were leaving the newspaper office, and it's late afternoon from all your study, and it's very, very, very foggy.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get... Okay, so... as you're walking through the fog... Okay, can you make me... it smells like burning hair.
Like burning hair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put my hands in my pockets and kind of walk a little faster. Hands tightened on my brass knuckles.
Okay.
Who are Max?
Yes. You walk faster. You walk under a bridge. It gets darker and the fog gets thicker and thicker. And
is there like a doorway or like, I don't know, a little opening I can kind of just like duck into and just kind of hang out for a minute?
And what's your dex?
My dex is... 65.
Okay, so you duck into a doorway. You're underneath this bridge, and there's a doorway there, and you basically step into it. And then these tendrils of mist.
What did they do?
These tendrils of mist seem to basically like tentacles sort of reach out and start to wrap around you. There's 6 tentacles.
Jesus. I'm going to try and dodge out of the way and run away.
3 of them hit.
Oh, no.
So you can dodge one.
Is that dodge one and then penalty die and then a second penalty die to try and dodge the other ones?
Yes.
Alright, so my first dodge is a success with a 31.
Okay, so you dodge one.
And my second try with the penalty, well, I got a 48, which is a fail by 6, and then a 59. You know what? My luck isn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, let's see. Oh, but then I have two. Then I have two penalty die on the next one. Oh, jeez.
The penalty die, you only reroll the first one, right?
Yeah. So it's gone to 58.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. 58, exactly. So, let's see here. I need to make it a 42. So, 16. Man. I guess I'll burn the 16 luck. 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, burnt. All right, now the third dodge. Oh, well, that's not going to happen. So I got an 87, a 57, and an 87. So... Yeah, I don't have enough to burn it to succeed.
Okay, so basically one tentacle wraps around your throat. You lose 1 point of damage.
Okay.
And it seems to be wrapping and holding around your throat.
Okay.
Next round. It goes first.
Oh, great.
So... Miss. Oh, you are so lucky. I missed with all of those. But one still got hold of you, so you're taking another point of damage. 2 points of damage this time.
Okay. I'm going to pull out my gun and try and shoot through the tendril.
Okay, make me roll.
That's a fail.
How badly did you fail?
I got an 89, and my skill is a 65.
Can you make me a luck roll, please?
Probably not. Nope.
No, okay. So,
I hear a scream in the darkness. Ah!
Second round. Okay. Third round. So.
Bad. All bad.
Okay, you got two more hits on you. So you're now, this is the third round. So you lose 3 points of damage.
Okay.
They don't seem to be doing extra, but you're gasping for breath now.
Yeah, I'm now at 4.
Mm-hmm. What are you trying to do?
So how many actually have a hold of me?
There are four that's got a hold of you.
Man. Doesn't seem like there's much of a way for me to...
Can you make me a luck roll?
Ah, 6. Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm going to... Okay.
Well...
Okay, so you hear...
What do I hear?
You hear a whistle, and you can hear some feet running towards you.
Say, help! Help, I'm here!
Okay, and a man switches on the light. In the brief segment that you, you see this outline of some tentacle mist like creature. Can you make me a sand check? Oh, just wait. You lose 1d8 Sam initially. Oh. Sorry, because of the first attack.
Great. Oh, one. Lucky me.
Okay, well, make me a sand check now.
59 is a fail.
Okay, d10.
7.
7. Okay. You lose 7 sand, mate. Check. Yeah.
78. I fail. Yes. Fail by 3.
Okay, roll me D10. Oh, no, you failed. Oh, that's right. You collapse on the ground as this thing lets go and then flitters off into the dark, into the darkness. And the guy's torch is on you. And this policeman says, "What is wrong? What's... Are you okay?"
"Oh, yes, I don't know."
And he reaches down to help you out.
"What happened?" "Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming along."
"I heard gunfire." He sees a gun in your hand.
"Yes, I was being attacked."
He swivels around and says, "I didn't see anything." Basically, switching the torch around, trying to see who was attacking.
There was a really thick fog. It must have just like rolled out. I'll put my gun away. "Thank you, my good man, for coming to my aid."
He says, "It's my job, please. I think you should go and see a doctor."
"I think so too."
And he basically leads you, he takes you out and takes you to the nearest hospital so you can be checked out.
Awesome.
Okay. Medicine roll. They do an okay job. And you get 1 hit point back.
Nice.
And you are then released. It's basically you've got bruising marks all around your throat. And interesting enough, they look and say, "I don't know what strangled you." I mean, they think they believe it must have been using some sort of rope or something, the way it's all around your throat.
Some sort of ligature.
Mm-hmm. And then you are released. Okay, so everyone, you're all back at the hotel. Jim doesn't turn up until a bit later. You got everybody else's back earlier.
What are we going to do with this picture now that we got it?
Well, I believe it's better for us to have it and not for anyone else.
Maybe we should get a large wooden box made and we can start putting stuff in there.
Yeah, we can do that. Might be useful at some point down the line.
It's not a very nice looking picture. Maybe you should just break it up and put it in the fire.
Jamie, if you're taking a look at, can you make me a sand roll?
We definitely have to share it with all our friends.
Yes, I can make a sand roll.
Okay, you don't lose any sand over it, but yes, it is definitely not a nice-looking picture.
Miles, you got a camera, right? Come on over here. Let's take a picture of this so we can send it back. I want to send something on to Tex. Let him know what's going on here.
I think, does Mars have a camera?
I thought that he had used something earlier on in New York.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. But the, it takes a photo of it.
Okay.
So Jim arrives with his throat. And
oh my God! Oh my God, Jim! Jimmy, sit down! Oh,
calm down, calm down. It's okay. I don't... Oh, I was attacked by this... Fog monster? I don't know what I'm talking about. This is very strange.
These people are not kidding around.
Yes, I didn't find much at the newspaper archive, but when I was on my way back, I was attacked by this. There's no other way to describe it but a fog monster. Oh, my throat.
Also, if you look at the picture, the painting, Sanchik. They show you the painting.
You think that's hard to describe? Look at this.
So,
horrible painting.
About what time of the day is it?
It would be getting on to early evening, about dinner time.
Early evening. Okay.
I still think it's worth Jamie going to hang out at the Egyptian club. But we definitely need to send some people over to have a talk with those the Shipleys. Maybe I can get a hold of some of Texas clients out here in the gyms. They could come over and we could bring a visit. We could make a visit.
Tex doesn't really have contacts here in London.
Okay.
So,
still, anybody, any of you strapping men interested in going to see the Shipleys?
I gotta go to the club and get in with my new friend. Yeah, that's what I gotta do tonight.
Well, my throat hurts something fierce. I mean, I think maybe a drink or two at the club with Jamie, that might be best for me. I think I'll head there and just kind of relax.
Okay, so you two are going to the club.
Mm-hmm.
Betsy and Tito?
Well, no. Since we cannot break in, you know, I cannot break in by myself. And so why don't we go and see if there's any strange activities outside his apartment. We can go and do some... we can stop by very close and see if he comes out at night or his wife or whatever.
Outside the Shipless apartment?
Yeah.
Your house? Yeah.
Okay, so you... we'll do you guys with the Shipley. Okay, so you pull up, you know. Sitting there, let's see.
What's it like around there? Like, is there a park across the street? Is it just a bunch of kind of busy, packed really closely houses? Are there commercial things like a restaurant nearby we could sit in?
It's just houses. You'd be basically sitting in the car. There are houses with backyards and front yards. And his house sort of backs sides onto an alleyway. And while you're sitting in the street, you see Miles Shipley leave the house and wander down the street.
Oh my God!
Are we in a car or a on foot kind of thing? I didn't quite.
I say you've got your car because you're talking about hiring a car, weren't you?
Oh, that's right. We were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just follow him.
Okay.
And you're going to drive, follow, or walking? He just walks off. He's not driving.
What's the visibility out? Is it like one of those foggy nights?
It's a foggy night. Rough. Yes, foggy it is night. Definitely a foggy night, yes.
Tito, why don't you follow on foot, and I'll see what I can do to keep up my car.
I can do that, yeah. And
make me an idea check, because... Yeah, make me an idea check.
Betsy actually has an idea.
It would be fairly noisy to try to follow in a car.
So there's no traffic on the street kind of thing?
Yeah, no, there's no traffic on the street.
Not doggone it!
Okay, she reaches into her purse and checks her little .22. And said,
let's go get him.
So, you're following him?
Yeah, from a safe distance.
Okay. Make me stealth checks. You get bonus dice because it's a very foggy night.
Do you have then a bonus die?
Yeah.
Whew. With the bonus die and a spend of 2 luck, there's a success.
I pass, yes.
How much of a success did you make?
I passed with a 15 out of 20.
Okay.
And Betsy spent, you know, to the nose.
Just, okay.
Yeah,
so... He heads out. He stops for a couple of minutes here, bends down and sort of does up his shoe and then continues. And then you see him walk up to a streetwalker, a lady of the night, and he talks to her for a few minutes. And then they start to head back. What do you guys do?
He starts to what, Gary?
Head back towards you.
So they, like, turn around and come straight back down the sidewalk or something?
Yeah.
We make the next turn to the right, I guess.
Yeah, something before he comes, if it's ducking into a business or around a corner or crossing the street or something. Yeah,
and like, at some point I will push Betsy against the wall and... we'll start kissing her as he passes by.
Yeah, okay. He walks, continues passing by, and he walks past you. And he heads back towards the house with this lady.
I'm sorry, Betsy. I had to do it.
You smell like olive oil.
That's what you import, right? Olive oil.
Yeah. It's just Italian perfume. So I guess we go back to the apartment, or do we follow the other guy who was talking to?
He talked to a hooker and right?
Yeah, that's right. And he's heading back.
Oh, okay. But alone or
with the hooker? Yeah, with the prostitute.
Hmm. Okay. That's very, very strange. Back to his apartment? Well, no.
Maybe he's a swinger.
Very progressive. Thank you.
We're not going to find nothing out with all those windows blacked out. We got to go down that alley and get closer to the house if we want to see anything.
Or hear anything. Yes, I agree. Let's go back to the house.
Okay, well, you see him head back around to the back of the house.
Oh, he's going to the back.
Yes.
Now, is he going down the alley, or is he like go inside a fence and goes to the back of the house by the alley kind of thing?
He goes to the back of the house by the alley.
Via the alley. Okay. Yeah. Well, that sucks. That's where I wanted to sneak in. But maybe we can pause for a second to see how he gets in, like if he uses a key or just unlatches the gate or something.
Yeah, just unlatches the gate and then walks up. And they walk up to the back door, and he heads into the back, into the house with the lady.
Okay. Let's give him a few minutes, and then we'll go to the back of the house as well.
Sounds good.
And I imagine everything in the back of the house is the same as the front. It's all blacked out. Is that right?
Okay. That's correct. Yep.
Is it heavy curtains, or is it like paper that's been taped up? Kind of thing where it, heavy curtains. Okay, so someone could peek out potentially. Okay.
Yeah. The rear door leads to you. Basically, you go in through a gate, which is a 9-foot-high brick wall. In the gate is inside, and you see a door which you think would lead into the kitchen. And that's where he went in.
Okay. After a few moments of waiting and seeing or hearing nothing, I give Tito the sign and back we go.
Okay. You head back to the car?
No, we want to get close to the house, right, Tito?
You get up close to the house. Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna approach the house from the back as well.
Okay. You get to the back door.
Try to listen.
You listen at the door. Make me listen checks.
No.
Although I think I can barely see the... Oh, 74. No, it's a failure.
Okay.
So we'll wait. Just, try to be stealthy here.
Yeah, how... obviously, we don't want to make a big deal if it's, a normally trafficked neighborhood of kind of sneaking around to the windows and listening to every one of them. But if we're kind of at a private spot.
You're in a 9-foot-walled garden. So.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you're fine in terms of you can't hear anything coming from inside.
All right, let's look around in the outside of the garden. Like, is there anything like a cellar doors or, I don't know.
No. No cellar doors.
Anything of note in the garden?
It's a fairly plain, boring garden.
Are there windows we can get to, or just the door?
There are windows you can get to. I think may lead into the kitchen. There's windows directly next to the door. And it would be just like, I'm just trying to, they don't give me a map, so I'm trying to read the description.
Sure.
Yeah, no, basically, yeah, the back is, seems to be just one big room, you think, with windows. So you think that's the kitchen.
Okay. Could we kind of investigate the windows and see if we hear anything easier, or do you want that one listen check to go for the whole
kind of the whole house? You can't hear anything, yeah. You can't hear anything. Okay.
You want to go in? Just a couple old people. What are they going to do to us?
Can you play around with the door lock?
Well, I reach out and see if it turns.
It's locked.
It is locked. Okay. Let me see. Oh, yes, I could try it. Let me see. But no, with a 94, that's not going to be opening.
Nope.
Can we try the windows? See if they're unlocked.
You can try the windows. They'll be locked.
Everything's going to be locked?
Yes.
Okay. What would you like me to try? Like another lock picking kind of thing, or like a string?
Oh, are you trying to? Are you going to try to break the window, or are you going to try to?
Ideally, we'd be quiet.
Yeah, quiet. Let me roll again. No, that's a failure too. I'm trying to open the lock. This is a two-story building, right?
Yes. Yes.
Is there an easy way to climb to the windows of the second floor?
It's like a trestle with lattice work and vines up the side, so you could probably try to climb it. Yeah.
You know, maybe we're making this too hard. Maybe we should just use some more lies. What can we say? We say we're friends of brother. Is it Nequani from New York? Maybe. Obviously, he knows about some of the same stuff. You want to do that, or you want to?
I'll rather wait. You know, and the prostitute, she's not going to stay there all night. So let's wait for her to leave, and then we try the lock again. What do you say?
Yeah, okay.
About an hour later, are you staying around the back or around the front?
Where's the car?
Around the front.
We'll go back to the car, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go back to the car and wait. But, obviously now that we know that people are actually trafficking in and out to the back, we make that one of the spots we keep an eye on. Hopefully, if we can see it.
You can't see the back from the where you are in the car.
Huh. Is there a way to move it to, like, the side of the house or something like that?
You won't get to see both.
We'll get to see both.
You can't see both. You can see one or the other. One of you can stay at one, and one of you can stay at the other.
Betsy, why don't you go back to the car, and I will kind of try to hide here in the backyard.
And yeah, that makes sense.
We can watch both entries.
Okay. So, you split up, and eventually, after about an hour, Betsy, you see the prostitute head out the front door and head off.
Okay. Anything special about her? Like she's got a little jaunt in her step, or maybe she's been roughed up, or maybe, I don't know.
No, she looks okay.
Typical evening transaction, probably. Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll go back and go back to the back.
Tito!
Yes, yes. I'll come out from the shadows.
She left out the front.
She did?
She did. She's gone.
Why? About what time is it getting to be at this time, Gary?
It would be about, probably about 9, 10 o'clock in the evening. About 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's it? I thought it was middle of the evening.
No, you'd be, we'll make it 11. Make it 11, yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you listen? Let's drive by her side, and I'm gonna pay for her services. But I'm gonna just buy her time and see what she has to say about that cheaply fellow.
Sounds good. You catch up to her by foot, then I'll grab you guys in a car.
All right, sounds good. So I'll go after the prostitute. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you chase after
her. Yeah. Hey, beautiful.
You looking for a service?
What's the price?
She names a price.
Yeah, I'm willing to pay double for that, so.
Okay.
I'm looking for something else tonight. Something special. Let's see. My friend's gonna pick me up very quickly here, so
about that time I pull up and say, "Hey, she's a looker."
So I open the door of the back of the car and I ask her to come in.
She gets in.
And I drive off.
Alright. So just take a listen, we're actually, and I put out, as I said, I'm going to pay double for the price that she gave me. I have money, so I don't really care. And I'm going to give her the money firsthand. And listen, we're actually we're trying to find out more about that man that you were with just a few minutes ago.
She says, "Okay. Well, he was a strange one."
Okay. Is this the first time that you have met with him, or?
Yeah, it was the first time.
Are you from around here? Do you come here often? Do you know if he usually pays for services from other ladies, or?
Sorry, what was that? Sorry.
Does he usually pay other ladies for services?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. But he just led me to a bedroom and then I sat in there for a bit. He went off to talk to his wife and then after a while he came back and he paid me and I went.
He paid you? He didn't do anything with you?
No.
All right, just sat in the bed the whole time, honey?
Yep, I just sat there waiting for him to come back. I mean, I did try get the door, but it was locked.
Huh. But you heard his wife.
Yeah, she was there when we came into the house.
Did she seem surprised by you?
No.
Okay, at this point, I'm going to be taking the car. I imagine, when we got him in the car, I was just kind of driving kind of a big circle or something like that. At this point, I'll be going back near the house again, kind of thinking that
this may have been a setup. He may try to give us a slip.
And I'll, drive around, approach from the back area.
Yep, you don't see anything.
Or maybe there's porters. So they aborted whatever they were planning to do with you. So listen, this is my card. I write down the. How do we do this? No, I'm not gonna give my card. It's risky. Okay. Yeah. No.
You let it out.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I helped you.
Do you work this area usually, honey?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Where else could we find you, maybe, if we need to talk to you? It's easy money, just a little talk.
She tells you.
Okay. You got anybody else that might know who might know where to find you if we don't find you?
Just ask around.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you. And she wanders off confused.
Oh, man. I believe they spot us going to the house or when he was coming back. Does it make any sense?
No, that's what I was thinking. He maybe he saw us. He brought her in there. And then when he let her go, figured we would chase after her. And now he's gone somewhere.
Okay, so I think we'll leave it there with Jim and Jamie at the bar at the Blue Pyramid. There you guys.
All right.
Currently sitting in the car near the house.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Nice.
Cool.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, almost had a death.
Cool. Good stuff.
And we are all alive, which is so
weird. Yeah. Heck yeah.
We'll fix that next time.
Okay, see you guys next week.
Yeah, all right. I'll do it again. See you tomorrow, guys.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.